The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Miles to Memories. I'm Sean Coomer, your host, joined as always by my co-host Joe Chung and Mark Osterman. And we have a really great show for you today. Tons to talk about. We're going to start by talking about some increased offers that have come our way this week, including on the Chase Ink cards, American Express Platinum, and more. Tons of new stuff to discuss there. Plus, if you're into liquidating Visa gift cards at Walmart, then you should listen because there's some changes that are pretty negative, but it's not the end of the world yet. We'll discuss that. And finally, I just got back from Miraval, Hyatt's quote-unquote bougie wellness resort in the middle of the Arizona desert, all-inclusive, really interesting place. I'm going to talk about my experience and how I crazily got it completely free. All of that plus rapid fires and more. If you like the show, please consider subscribing. MTMpodcast.com is where you can go for links for that. And if you want to dive in deeper into the world of miles and points and travel, consider our Patreon community, patreon.com/miles to memories. $10 a month for the Diamond subscription gets you access to our private Discord and Facebook groups. We have bonus content just about every single week for our Patreon subscribers. Tons of interesting people in the group as well. Patreon.com/miles to memories. Now, let's hit it. What's up, guys? How are you doing? Just got off the plane back from Arizona. First time flying since March, which was kind of crazy, but still can't believe it's been that long since I had gotten on a plane.
You've got that airplane high. You look good.
I got that airplane high, baby, or that airplane exhaustion. But it was pretty easy. Empty middle seat. My flight back was probably 50 people, so it was really empty. And Tucson's a small airport, so can't complain there. So really fun. We'll talk about Miraval a little bit later in the show, but yeah, it was nice to get some. I don't know. I was just taking pictures and videos of like the Earth from above, and I guess when you fly all the time, you take that for granted. But not having seen it for a while, it was nice to get those views. So I'm excited. I was happy. How have you guys been?
Pretty good. I guess I'm the only one who hasn't gotten on a plane in the last 2 weeks. So now I feel left out. So sad. Heard about your trip, Mark. It sounded pretty fun. You recovered yet?
Yes. I've recovered physically, not mentally. I'm ready. I'm ready to go back. It was a good time. It was a really great trip. It was good to get out. And then Circa was awesome. You know, Vegas is always fun, even with all the restrictions and stuff we had to deal with. So it was a good time. I can't complain. And then this past weekend was good. We went up to the cottage. It was like 75 here. Perfect weather. Walked the beach to pick some stones and some beach glass and stuff like that. So we had a good time with the kids. Hung out. Ate some good food. A little bit exhausted. A little run ragged today with all the crazy offers that came out. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I winterized my hose last week. And then it's been like 70 all week. So I was like, oh,
you need to water your grass now.
A little too early. I did that a little bit too early. Oh, don't worry.
All right. I'm going to bite because I'm from Vegas and I know about winterizing things, but how do you winterize a hose? I haven't seriously never heard of winterizing a hose.
It's pretty straightforward. You just drain it as much as you can
by sucking.
which has no context in this podcast, Mark.
By a push through vacuum.
Before we went live, Joe said sucking's not a word, so I had to prove him wrong.
I didn't say sucking's not a word. I said, as a scientific concept, sucking does not exist, okay? As a word, it definitely exists. But anyway, yeah, you just drain the hose, and then you take the hose off, and then you drain the faucet as much as you can, and then that's how it is. Otherwise, it will freeze and then crack the faucet.
Of course, you want to turn off the water line and then open up the faucet.
So Mark's going to have to do when it finally gets cold at his cottage.
Yeah, I think this weekend we're going to go up there. It's only going to be like 50s, so it'll be kind of brutal. And then next week, I think we'll go up and do the final winterization with everything. We got the sewer line put in and the water line put in. So my front yard is basically just dirt. So that's awesome to look at and makes me feel good about it. But But yeah, so we got it all put in, and then we're gonna have to get all the water blown right back out as soon as we did it. So, but at least it's done. We don't have to worry about it anymore.
How do you make sure winter house pipes don't freeze while you're gone?
They suck. They suck all the water out.
So is that
That's what they legit. They go in there and they like blow out all the lines, so there's no water left in the lines. They'll put They'll put like antifreeze in the toilets so that those lines don't freeze up. They'll drain the water heater and then just shut off the water, and then it can be as cold as it can be, and nothing will happen. So that's what we got to do.
So Mark, today we saw Chase, American Express. We saw a bunch of new offers come out that you wanted to highlight, including Chase Ink cards and a lot of other stuff. Kind of what stood out the most for you? Let's start with the Chase Ink cards.
Yeah, those ones are pretty easy, pretty straightforward. The two no-fee Chase cards, Ink Cash and Ink Unlimited, came out with new offers. They're normally spend $3,000, get $500 or 50,000 points, depending if you have a Chase premium card with an annual fee that unlocks them and turns them into ultimate rewards points. So they upped the offer to 75,000 points after $7,500 and spend within 3 months, you know, basically like a 50% bump, which is pretty awesome. If you use Chase Pay Yourself Back, you're getting a little over $1,200 in cash for that offer, which is substantial. So I wish I was under 524 so I could grab it. Joe, Jess, happening. First of the year is right around the corner. Roll out that card.
I'm thinking about it. I told you guys today that I had not even looked at these offers yet, but yeah, I'm definitely. So when does it expire?
Unknown at this point.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. I don't know why they won't put an ending on it. I wonder if they do
it's
that
because they want me to apply before I'm ready. You know, they want me to apply on their timetable, not theirs. I mean, not mine.
I wonder if they like do that because they want to see how good it is. And then they'll come out with a like date at a later date once they kind of hit their quota or whatever. I don't know, but I'm sure somebody knows.
Now, the real news of our post on this is your use of the word Yahtzee in the title.
Yahtzee.
Mark, I think Mark is just coming up with some great different ways to title things. What did you did something else like a last week too with
I don't remember. One of my favorites was Holy Toledo, and it was for like a Hilton Honors timeshare offer, and I was like, Holy Toledo, great offer, blah blah blah, and you don't actually have to go to Toledo.
And the thing about these titles is when Mark thinks of them, he like he pats himself on the back and he, you know, makes sure that we all read them. But so when you read this article, when you click the link in the show notes for the Ink article and then you see Yahtzee, just know that there's a lot of effort that goes into that those titles there. I think the Ink offers, I mean, these are Chase Ink card offers, 75,000 points. There's not a lot to say about that other than great bonuses if you can get them, of course, under 524 and Chase being so difficult with business approvals. But yeah, if you can get it, grab it.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Like our sole prop application still going to have an issue with that. You know, Chase was pretty stringent where they would automatically decline any sole prop applications. And then for a little while, they were approving them. And so it's kind of up in the air if they will approve them this time around. But if you have data points, let us know in the Facebook group or, you know, send us an email and stuff if you get approved. Also, if you recently signed up for either one of them, Chase has been matching the offers. There's a couple data points on that, which is good to see because for like the Sapphire Preferred 80K offer, they were not matching offers, which they've always been really good about it. And then all of a sudden they said no, no bueno. And now they're back to si, senor. So the other offer that really stole the show was like the Platinum and Gold Amex offers. For the personal gold and the personal platinum, the gold card is a 60K offer after 4K in spend, which is pretty normal. They're giving you 20% back on restaurant spend up to $250. Joe, how much spend would that be then? Quick math.
I wasn't listening to you, sorry. I blew my one chance to redeem myself.
So if you spend $1,250 at restaurants, you can get up to $250 back on the 20%. For the platinum, it's 75K after 5K, which is like the higher end of their public offers. There, of course, is the mythical unicorn of 100K offer out there. But with this, you also get 20% back up to $300 on restaurants. And then they're giving you 10 times points on gas station and supermarkets, up to $15,000 in spend. That starts on the 12th. So actually when this podcast is released, so that will be live at that point, which seems like a trap to me. 10 times on 15K. Yeah, definitely be cautious with that. What do you think, Sean? Trap?
We need jingles on this show. You know, we need, it's a trap jingle. You know, yeah. I know we can't really use Admiral Akbar, the original thing, but we need some sort of thing. Yeah, I think these are good offers. I think that I would always be cautious when using these like increased offers for spend at grocery or wherever when using gift cards. So just make sure your spend is legitimate. At this point, I'm pretty confident that they, you know, clawing back just about any time that they offer something increased, they are watching that, you know, a little bit closer. It's good. I'm not a fan of these really complicated offers. You know, I like something that's a little bit simpler, and I feel like they just force me to kind of, what about you, Joe? You like complicated offers where you got to dance through a lot of hoops? A lot of times you can get a more lucrative offer because it's more complicated and they expect more breakage. But I don't know. It just adds a level of complexity that I'm not sure I'm fond of.
Yeah, I do not love complicated offers. Because I did the referral last month and I'm getting 3X on my everyday preferred, like I'm not going to, well, one, I don't have Amex slots, or I don't want to add another charge card slot. And two, you know, I've been spending like so much money on my everyday preferred for the 3X that, you know, I'm like, I don't want to tempt fate with Amex. You know, I will say for these spending bonuses and stuff like that, like I'm less worried. Like I have not bought, you know, for example, I have not bought like a single gift card with my everyday preferred, you know, but I've been spending like a ton of money, you know, at Best Buy, Amazon, Walmart. Like I bought like 4 Xboxes today, you know, so
baller.
Yeah. Thank you.
You don't know those gifts?
Yeah. All to myself. All gifts.
Do you need my address, Joe? You need my address?
Have you guys seen how much these Xboxes are going for, by the way?
Yes.
That's wild.
It's insane.
Anyway.
Yeah, quite a few.
So yeah, like I feel like with stuff like that, it's safer for Amex. Like they could get mad at me, but I've not bought a single cash equivalent. You know, I got in on the silver version of that coin thing last week. I didn't even buy that with my Amex. Like I just have not been doing anything that's not like a actual retail purchase with Amex. So, you know, and to me, that's like way simpler than worrying about all these hoops. Like just, so I've just been using that card and I'm happy with it. So, you know, I'm just going to stick with that and hopefully, knock on wood, it'll be okay, but I think it'll be fine.
Brief tangent that Sean was one of the lucky chosen few of gold coins.
I was mad. I had a second gold coin. You know, my dad was buying when I was.
No one likes people complaining that they didn't get more than one.
No, it wasn't like I just like got it into my cart. I was like,
I only made a couple thousand dollars instead of double it.
Yeah. No one wants to hear a sob story.
All right. But there have been some data points about American Express cash advances. I actually, on one of the silver coins, used an American Express card just to see, because I figured it was a low enough amount. So I haven't checked it, but we'll have that data point at least for future mint purchases.
Follow on an $80 charge, way to go, man.
He's like, I already got
all the points I could earn. I might get hit with a fee. Like it's going to be brutal, Mark. I risk that
160 points. 160 points, man, you know.
160 points plus the $3 cash advance fee.
Now, on that gold coin, there's
while
no
he's
way
sitting on his thousands of dollars.
He's a hero.
I will tell you, I was really excited and blessed to be able to get the gold coin and a couple silver coins. That was fun. And I hope more offers like that come around. You know, that's certainly the best one I've seen in many years of doing this, but there's been quite a few decent ones anyway.
Rena says the Mint website is such a mess in the live chat. Yes.
It was, man. I mean, we were all getting IP banned and all kinds of stuff, but there are, you know, some tricks, I guess, that, you know, you can kind of get on the website early, make sure you're logged in, stuff like that. Make sure your address is and your credit card's already in there. So essentially you just have to click. And I did that. And even then, like I said, that second gold coin, I had it in my cart. And I was on final checkout. I hit submit to submit the order and then it aired out. And then, so yeah, there's just no rhyme or reason. I think it's just, you know, brute force. You just got to keep trying. And then if you get lucky, you get lucky. I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to, but I'm happy, you know, 1945 and I got one of them. So
almost as good as my 10 slots out of 250,000.
There you go.
For Arby's. Hawaii. I have to bring it up once every couple months, just to remind
you. It's part of the MTM podcast
stream. It's like once a month, yeah. But okay.
It's right up there with the other.
I can see my wife's eyes rolling in her vehicle as she listens to this.
Yes, and they're going to continue to roll until you bring her to Hawaii. I know you were going to do that this year, so hopefully next year. And
then that was all on her. She never wanted to go. She didn't want to take that flight. So finally convinced her, and then COVID destroyed that whole plan. So We'll get there eventually. But okay, back to card offers. Next one up on the docket, the United Explorer card, personal card. The 60,000 miles after 3,000 in spend, and then you can earn an additional 10,000 miles once you hit 6K in spend. So a little bit of an increased offer, not the greatest. I would say if you can get a business card, the biz card version is offering 75K after 5K spend. It's been there for a while. And that's an, I think that's a better offer. Well, it is a better offer. So if you can get the biz card, go that route. They both waive the annual fee, so you're not missing anything there. But if not, and you need United miles, it's a solid offer. And then the big perk of United cards is it gives you more award space availability as a cardholder. So that's nice. And then last up is some Delta targeted offers, which are no lifetime offers. They rolled out, you put in your SkyMiles account number and your last name, and then you just hope you got targeted. So gold personal 70K, platinum's 80K with a $200 credit. The reserve is up to 80K, which I think that's higher than I've ever seen. Maybe it's been that high before. Gold biz 70K, $100 credit. Platinum biz 80K, $250 credit. Reserve biz 80K, $300 credit. And those credits are usually like any purchase on Delta will trigger it. So if you buy a flight or if you buy something while you're flying, stuff like that. In the past, I've bought a $2 set of headphones, even though I didn't need them. And the lady, I was like, no, you need to bring me some headphones. I got to buy them. And she's like, oh, I'll just give them to you free. I'm like, no, charge me. Please charge me. I get $100 credit if you charge me this $2. And then another time I bought a can of Pringles. So those are some of the things you can do.
Pringles. You know, question for you guys. Like, I am pretty concerned that within the next year or two, there will be airline mile devaluations. Like, I just feel like it just seems like not enough people are flying. So that makes these offers like less interesting to me just because, yeah, okay, I'm getting extra 10K United miles than normal. I mean, no lifetime language on the Delta ones. I mean, that's exciting, but I don't know. I'm just like a little more gun shy on getting, you know, miles like stuck into a program.
I think that's always a caution, and that's why I focus more on transferable currencies. But I also look at these as a way that I keep my transferable currencies in the transferable currency versus having to transfer them out. So it's kind of like a give and take. I grab them, but I focus my earning on transferable currencies, like through my spend. And then for bonuses, I'll go after these type of things or hotel points and stuff just to safeguard the transferable currencies.
So we have links to articles about all this. We'll put it in the show notes. And just as a reminder, the Miles to Memories podcast, if you listen to the show and you do appreciate our content, the best way to support us really is to apply through our links if we have the best offer for you. We don't ever want you to apply through our links if you're not getting the best offer. And we definitely appreciate the support and people who use our links. And if you enjoy our content, we definitely ask that you do that. But nonetheless, we'll put links to several articles that cover all of these different offers and some analysis and what we think of them. That will all be in the show notes. And thank you in advance. If you do decide to use our links, they're on the site. You just got to go to milestomemories.com, click cards, and we have the different categories of cards that you can find, and the offers are there for what is available. So thanks so much for that. And then let's move on to Walmart. And I hate to say the word, Joe, but Walmart sucking when it comes to... Sorry. No, let's move on to Walmart and some liquidation issues people have been having. And it revolves around MetaBank cards and apparently a new limit, $400 on liquidating these cards. So $400 per swipe. Mark, do we know like where this limit is coming from? Has Walmart implemented this? Do we think it's on the bank side? Do we know anything more about it?
We don't know a ton. It's believed that it's a MetaBank issue because it's kind of like your mileage may vary at Walmart. It's not every Walmart is having this, but you know, enough are that it's a thing. And we talked about it, I think a couple episodes ago, you know, people were having trouble where they had to swipe a card multiple times to get it to go through. So I think it's like all kind of combined in the same type of thing. So what people have been doing for like $1,000 money order, if they have $1,000 Simon Mall gift card, is they'll do one money order and swipe 400, swipe 400, swipe 200, use the same card each time to get around it. But this is also affecting, you know, bill pay. It's affecting serve loads, all that type of stuff like GoBank cards. So that's something you need to be aware of. If you do get declined, you might want to try less, but I would try above 400 first to see if your Walmart's affected. I think there's enough people that think it's a MetaBank thing, and others have not had issues using like a US bank card there. And then they've also had issues at like Kroger and other grocery stores too, swiping cards. So it's all over the place. It's kind of a hot mess. So if you are buying a lot of Simon Mall, maybe be a little cautious the next couple of weeks until you figure out what works and what doesn't in your area. I wouldn't just go full balls to the walls with your normal order.
Yeah, we know in the past that, you know, anecdotally, we've heard that they don't like when people are liquidating the cards all at once, and that they look at that and it has something to do with how they're trying to make the money on these cards in the long term. And you see all these promotions from like Staples and everywhere else where people are getting cards for free. And the way that they're doing that is a lot of times we believe they're getting it in swipe fees and stuff like that. So when people are just liquidating these cards through debit, I believe they make far less money from these cards than they expect to make. And I mean, this is just me sort of projecting what I think may be behind it. But
and also they hope there's like trapped funds on there, like people lose the card with some money left or throw it away with like a dollar left. So they're hoping for that. And if you're draining it in one swipe, then you're not leaving that.
Yeah. And we see these as debit cards, but essentially they are credit cards, right? That they want you to use and swipe. And when you're just using it for money order, you're doing one swipe on a debit transaction where the fees are very limited. And so, yeah, who knows what that is. Clearly, they've been doing this for a long time and they're making money off these cards, right? Because the prepaid card market hasn't changed all that much. But no doubt, you know, they're probably looking for ways to tighten stuff. And that's not the use of the cards that they're looking for. They don't want you using the cards to buy money orders or doing stuff like that. So I guess as we always talk about, the big lesson there, right, Joe, is to just have backup plans, right? Have ways to get the money out. Thankfully, in this case, just doing smaller transactions will work. If you only have Walmart to liquidate and you just did it 400 at a time, even if you did a one money order at 400, that would work, right, Mark? So as long as you're under the $400,
yep,
that's good. I mean, that there are ways to do it, but it's a pain in the butt and people should probably be looking to diversify a little bit.
I mean, my lesson is to never go to Walmart. But yes, the overall lesson that people should learn is to have multiple liquidation avenues and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know. Walmart just seems to keep getting worse.
Can Walmart get worse?
Yeah,
they get I didn't think it was possible, but here we are.
I can tell a story. So they had their early Black Friday stuff this last week, and they decided to. Walmart has really struggled with their pickup game. They've tried to get better to compete with Amazon, and they ended up with two different pickup systems, right? Their grocery pickup, which Mark has covered a lot on the site, and then they have their merchandise pickup for their regular stuff, which is generally you have to get out, go into the store, and get it. Well, for Black Friday this year, they decided to launch a third type of pickup, which was their Black Friday deals pickup. And they did separate stalls in their parking lots. And I didn't actually have to go. Jasmine went to go pick up some stuff that I had ordered. And it took her like an hour and a half to get an order. It was like a complete S show, you know, just complete messed up. And so Walmart now has three different pickups. They have their grocery pickup, which you drive into to some stalls. They have their in-store pickup, and now they have their Black Friday pickup. What a mess of a system there. So yeah, Walmart does keep getting worse, Joe. You are absolutely, they just get worse. Let's move on to something that's perhaps a little brighter, some travel. You know, talk about Miraval and the trip that I just took. I know that Miraval is something that a lot of people are interested in. And if you don't know what Miraval is, I call it sort of a wellness resort, or actually a chain of resorts. The original Miraval is in outside Tucson, Arizona. I believe it was built in 1985. And so it's been around a long time. But a couple of years ago, Hyatt bought Miraval, and the idea was to expand the brand out. And so now there are three locations, I believe, and in the Berkshires, in Austin, and then the one in Arizona. And I visited these last couple of days, the original one in Arizona, and had kind of an interesting experience. Now, unfortunately, the one thing about Miraval is that there are a lot of classes and a lot of like nature stuff, and it's sort of kind of like a retreat in those kinds of ways. So we were only able to be there for two nights, and that meant that we were not going to be able to experience a lot of the classes and stuff like that. But it was gave me enough time to kind of understand the resorts. Now, am I wrong? Neither one of you guys have been to a Miraval, right?
Nope,
I have not. There's one in Massachusetts, man. You should go.
It just opened during the pandemic.
So to back up, a night at Miraval, Arizona is 65,000 points, and that's a lot of World of Hyatt points, and that's for two people. And Miraval is all-inclusive, so alcohol isn't included, but all of the food is included. And the idea is
I'm out. Your health.
Yeah, All right, well, we're just going to stop now, Mark. Okay, we'll just... But the idea is for Mirrorball has like, you know, higher end food. It's supposed to be like healthy stuff, healthy ingredients, kind of learn to live a healthier lifestyle. So 65,000 points is a lot, but right now they're running a buy one, get one free offer. And that's for either points reservations or cash reservations. And then, of course, World of Hyatt has, for credit card holders, a rebate of 25%. So it ends up being pretty cheap if you book two nights. You do buy one, get one free. So 65,000 points, then you're getting the rebate back. So it ends up being, you know, less than 50,000 points for two nights. And you actually get $175 credit per person. So that would come with $350 credit for two people. You don't get that credit for the second night, the free night that they're giving you, but that's sort of the setup for our stay. We had two nights there. I was originally paying 65,000 points for the two nights, $350 credit, and going to get the rebate back. Unfortunately, or fortunately for me, I guess, we had to change our dates, and we reconfirmed dates with Mirrorball, and then they ended up being sold out, so they had to call us back and basically cancel our reservation and say, sorry, we can't have you there for these dates. And as a make good for doing that, because I had already booked flights and everything, they gave us the nights for free. So they credited us back the 65,000 points.
What?
Just to start right there.
It's because you're a blogger.
Well, I think so, but I will be fair, I didn't have a conversation with Mirrorball. Jasmine did.
I was just saying that because I know people would,
asking for compensation or
anything. I know people would say that, so I just said it. I don't think that's why, but
I don't really know, but I do know that they offered that up without us asking for anything. Certainly, we were frustrated with the date situation. So I thought, oh, maybe they'll give us a welcome basket or something when we get there. But they proactively, when they emailed the manager there, emailed me back a set of dates, you know, all the whatever dates they had available for two nights in a row that we could choose from, and then said, as a make good, we are going to credit back your points. So that's to start off with. It was free for me. So that is something to consider. But it also caused problems. So we get there. Mirrorball has a free shuttle from Tucson Airport. So if you fly in, you can schedule the shuttle with them. You don't have to rent a car or anything like that. And Mirrorball is a no tipping resort, which is really nice. So from the time, you know, you get there, you're not having to tip everybody. It's all included in everything. So it's just a really nice atmosphere, which I found provides pretty good service from the staff, or at least very friendly service. But we did encounter one kind of rude person there, and that was the person, unfortunately, at the front desk checking in, and it kind of started the stay bad. But then everybody was so good kind of the rest of the stay that I really don't have any sort of bad feelings about it. But we go there to check in, and she just gives me like the base room, and I just said, oh, you know, I'm a globalist, can you check about suites? Now here's a tip: if you are a globalist or you're in any program eligible for upgrades, you know, check what rooms they're selling for that night before you get to the property. And I had just done that, so I knew that they had the base suite available. So I just asked her that really nicely, and she just proceeded to ignore me and kept going on and on and on and on. And then she told me where my room was again and all this other stuff. And I said, well, I asked you to look into this. And, you know, eventually she went and got the manager. They got the base suite, not anything more than I should have gotten. Apparently, because they were crediting back the room, they didn't have my globalist status on the reservation or something. I don't know. But so it was a rough start to the stay, but everything from there was very, very good. The managers were really friendly. The staff everywhere there is very friendly. It's kind of a very zen type of place, and you do get that feeling.
No electronics out in any public areas, right?
Yeah, so they have the rule where you're not supposed to have electronics out in the public areas. Now, in the main building, like where the check-in is and then where the restaurant is, I believe you can have electronics in there. And then, of course, in your room, you can. It's just really out in the public spaces, out in nature and stuff like that. It's built kind of into the foothills outside Tucson. So you're kind of surrounded by mountains and desert. And it's very, you know, very nature-oriented. So when you're out doing that stuff, they don't want you on your phone. And they give you a bag to put your phone in, a check-in. I never put my phone in that bag. You can use your phone, though, to take pictures and stuff like that while you're out. They just ask that when you're not taking pictures that you're not doing anything else with it. And honestly, that wasn't hard to comply with. I didn't really want to be on my phone when I was out walking around and seeing that stuff. They do have Wi-Fi in the room, so you do get fast internet. And it's not like, you know, you're going to give up your device, or you're going to have to give up your device for the entire time. But we did enjoy, you know, the food was pretty good. I'd say for an all-inclusive, you know, it's probably better than, you know, your standard Mexico all-inclusive or something like that, like your Hyatt Ziva, Hyatt Zilara, those types of places. But the food, I wouldn't say was like the quality of a gourmet restaurant or something like that, but it was pretty high quality stuff. Focus on healthy ingredients, focus on, you know, being a healthier person. They have a lot of classes too. In normal times, they have tons of activities and classes. Now, because they're limited in capacity, a lot of that's canceled, but they have things like yoga and different hikes and, you know, all kinds of different, you know, things.
How was your cooking class? Didn't they sign you up for a cooking class when you're trying to get a massage with your money?
Yeah, a friend of mine was just there and they did a cooking class and they really liked it.
I didn't get to do the cooking. We were signed up for all this stuff that we didn't sign up for. So I have no idea how it happened. And apparently they didn't have any idea how it happened and nobody cared to investigate. So we just didn't do that. So I just didn't do a lot of the classes, really just did the massage. But I, you know, it's kind of a give or take. The first thing I would say is if you're going to Miraval, you probably want more than 2 days there. And I knew that going in, that was all we had. And I figured it would just give us a taste of it. And that was okay with me given all the specials and the promos they were running. I didn't, of course, know I was going to not pay anything for it, but I would recommend at least 4 days there because you do want to be able to spend time, you know, just relaxing and seeing the place. But then I think you are paying for those activities and those classes. And so you do probably want to do more of that. But for me, I was okay kind of going into it because I had done a lot of research. I knew it. I really just wanted a massage. I wanted to be able to walk around, like, you know, write a review for it. And experience the food, all that. So it worked out really well for me. Jasmine did a manicure and a pedicure on separate days, and she enjoyed that. We did swimming. The pools were heated really nicely, like 90 degrees, I'd say. So even though it was really cold there, actually, it was a nice weather for swimming. The stars are, you know, being from the city, you can barely see the stars here in Vegas. And there you're kind of far enough outside the city, you got great star watching. And I don't know, I really kind of bought into the whole vibe of here I am relaxing, trying to kind of detach as much as I can, trying not to be, you know, on my phone all the time. And I had a great time. I wish that I had a little bit longer there. I think that I would probably go back to one of these places like Austin or the Berkshire, one of the other locations, maybe for a longer period of time, do some more of the classes, kind of go all in on it. But overall, I thought it was really good. But as far as value, that's kind of the tough thing for me. Is it worth that much? 65,000 points.
Yeah, it's like $1,000 with pay yourself back, basically.
Yeah, and the cash rates aren't much different. I think so for the nights that we stayed, they do have the buy one, get one free on the cash rates too. But my room, the room was $1,700 a night for the nights that we were staying there. And so to figure that, put that in half, and that's about what people are paying in cash. Right now, they are capacity restricted to 50%. But I would say that during our stay, because we were during the week, they are selling out on the weekends, but during the week, I'd say, I don't know, 25, 30% full. And that meant that like when you're walking around, there's very few other people. So you have this sort of relaxing, peaceful thing and not a lot of people around. I really like that. But I guess if you were there to kind of socialize with more people, then maybe you want more people around. But it seemed like there was a lot of couples, mostly older couples, but there were some like groups that I met up like sisters and things like that. But it's just a very sort of relaxing atmosphere. And, you know, you don't want to be in a rush. Like you go to the restaurants, they're not going to serve you your food really fast. You know, nothing there moves very fast, but that's all kind of part of the game. So I think if you buy into the whole wellness and you want to go do these cooking classes, and you want to learn about being mindful about what you eat and you want to do yoga and you want to do meditation and, you know, get a massage and all that stuff, I think that people could find the value in it. Certainly with all these promotions and stuff, then I feel like at 65,000 points for two nights plus a 25% point rebate, that was a good value for me. I would have been really happy leaving with paying that amount of points given the experience I had.
Sounds kind of like the Jared Leto receipt retreat where he was during the pandemic and didn't know what was going on after like 3 weeks of the...
Yeah. It's not quite, I mean, I guess it's like.
No, that was like a silent retreat. So that's like way to the next level. But
now this is like this is like bad joke. The Main Street corporate version of that, right? You know, you pretend like you're not on your device outside. And then when you get to your room, you get that high speed internet to put right into your veins, right? I missed that.
Like, don't use your device, but we have Wi-Fi in every room.
But yeah, I do want to emphasize how friendly everybody was there because it was really a weird start. And you probably done this. You go into a hotel And the person at the front desk is the last person that anybody should ever have at the front desk. They're just not friendly or they're indifferent or something like that. And that's the lady we checked in, and she just, I don't know if she was new or whatever, but then like after that, and they weren't even just trying to make good. It's just how they treat everybody. So friendly, very positive. And so, you know, I'll just take that, that initial interaction as something that was just you know, an off day or whatever. And I was really happy with it. And I was glad I did it. I, even though it was only for 2 days, even though there was so much more that we could do, we'll do those in future times. And the room itself, to kind of talk about that, they call it the Miraval Suite, and that's their base suite. And it's only about 600-ish square feet. And it doesn't have like a separate living room and bedroom, but it has a kind of a living room sitting area attached to the bedroom and a bigger bathroom area than the standard room. So it's a very nice room. It even has a deck on the backside where you can lay out on lounge chairs and look at the sky and just, yeah, really impressed with the room. They also have, and I've heard this before when I went there, pretty amazing duvets there. Like the down comforter you get is like as soft as a cloud. It's like fluffy and it's crazy like how soft it is. I've never encountered anything that soft on a bed before. Unfortunately, the mattress.
You steal it?
No, but I want to, I got to find out how to get one. But the mattress itself, I wasn't impressed with. The mattress itself wasn't very comfortable to me. Other people will swear by it, but that bedding is, I filmed it. I'm hoping that in like the video I do of it, I can sort of like translate how fluffy this thing is. Cause I filmed it a few different ways to show people, but it is incredibly soft and like plush. And yeah, it's pretty amazing when you get in. It really does feel like a cloud, except like I said, the mattress itself kind of sucked. But.
Until you lay down, it's a cloud until you get through the duvet and then it's rock.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like you're laying on a rock with a cloud on top of you. Do you have any plans, Joe? You're going to hit up the one in Massachusetts? I mean, is that something that you would do to like, if you could get away from the kids, you know, arrange all the babysitting and everything that you think you would enjoy?
Yeah. So we are, well, I don't know. I would like to do that. One thing I'm really curious about Miraval Berkshires, which, you know, we will not know, is Tucson and Austin are obviously very warm. So I'm very curious what they're going to do in the Berkshires during the winter. But I don't think it's going to happen. But one thing I thought about doing was, you know, we're pulling my son out of school after this Friday so that he can be at home for like a week and a half before Thanksgiving. So we can, you know, spend it inside with my in-laws and by their request. But I think we would feel more comfortable doing that anyway. But anyway, one thing I was thinking was like, well, once we are like blended with the in-laws before he goes back to school, maybe we could like dump the kids on them for 2 days after Thanksgiving and
there you go.
Go back to school like a day or two late. So if we were to do something like that, then I could see maybe going to Miraval Berkshires. But I need to call and like see if they have the, you know, because the buy one, get one free thing, it's not available. Like it's space limited, so it's not always available. Like I called earlier in the fall to check some dates, and like sometimes they had it, sometimes they didn't. But you know, I'd like to go. We had two different people on observation deck talking about their experiences there at the Berkshires one, and they both really enjoyed it. So you know, I don't know. I really do want to go somewhere. I was supposed to be in Disney World this week, but here I am with you guys.
Well, sounds like you're winning then. Sounds yeah. like an improvement in yes, your life.
Definitely.
You're playing the MTM drinking game. We
this is the lowest the crowds preview. Have been at Disney since like October. But anyway, whatever. All right.
Since last month.
We were talking about this on the Diamond Spotlight with Aaron, which we do monthly in the Diamond Group. One member we pull in and we do like a live stream with them. And she was taking her family down in November. And she's like, "Do you think I'm crazy? You know, how do you think it'll be?" And I'm like, honestly, it's probably going to be the best experience ever because there's no crowds, there's no lines, everybody's spaced out. Like it's not, that's the worst part about Disney is all the craziness and you're kind of missing out on that. So if you feel comfortable going there or if you can drive there and you don't have to get on a plane and stuff like that, I do wonder like how much of a better experience would it be or would they miss out on some of the stuff? I don't know, but it would be interesting to see for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this a lot on Disney Deciphered, so people can check out my opinions on that if you want. But I think it's hit or miss. It depends on the type of Disney person you are.
Yes. So for me, it'd be great.
For you, it'd be... I think for the average Get Disney guest, it's better to go right now. Yeah.
And yeah, Epcot, the bars are every open. Country, all the bars around at Epcot and the World Showcase are open, so that's all Mark needs to know. We still got to get that done. We're going to do that one of these days.
They need to get one in Magic Kingdom, and then we'll be all set. Never
happened. You know, Mark, in Disneyland, up until last year, they didn't serve alcohol anywhere publicly. Club 33 did, which is a private membership club, but there was no alcohol inside Disneyland. And then now at Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland, you can't. So now you can go all the way to the West Coast, go to Disneyland, because you can hit up some Star Wars booze at the cantina. So that's good. I don't know
how probably 30 bucks, from, 30 bucks a beer, probably.
From it's something like, it's pretty bad. But anyway, if you want more on Miraval, I will have a video on the YouTube channel in the next couple of weeks and a full review on the site, and just kind of trying to give people a better kind of feel for what it is now during COVID and what we experienced and why I think it's good to go for 2 days if that's all you have, and why you probably want to do more if you want to kind of go a little bit deeper. I really think Jasmine really enjoyed it too, and we were talking maybe about trying to plan something for Austin at some point, you know, not putting anything on the books now, but feeling like that's like a 2.5 hour flight for us. Tucson is about an hour, so I think the Berkshire is a little bit harder for us to get to, but maybe Austin is doable. And the winter thing is interesting. I mean, Tucson in the summer is like 180 million degrees. And so I guess it's like that same kind of extreme. I guess there's more logistics with cold weather you got to deal with, but I'm sure that they have that kind of figured out how to help people do stuff when it's extreme weather. And the prices will probably be better. I know in the Arizona one in the summer, that's usually when they're running a lot of their promos, is because it's harder to get people to come when it's 150 degrees outside. So, but yeah.
Sean's, I bet they have snowshoeing.
Sean's dial-up modem is really struggling today.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think you left all your high-speed internets in Tucson.
Yeah, you should have stayed one more day so you'd have good internet for this show. I hardwired mine, I haven't had any problems, right, Joe?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there's no way to hardwire mine because the connection's in the other room.
I have a 100-foot Ethernet cable running.
If I get the cable in here, I may just have them wire it to my office instead of to Jasmine's office, and then I would be able to wire in. So that's a good idea. So
it's either hardwired or because I upgraded my memory, right, Joe?
16 gigs. Forgot about that. All right, and let's move on to rapid fires. Mark, start us off.
Yeah, so mine is about getting compensation when things kind of go wrong. Between Bankrolls, who's a reader on Twitter, sent me some info that he was staying. He had a trip booked to the Hyatt Place in Marathon Key, and they are no longer a Hyatt brand. So it let me know that happened. And then they also gave him some points for the issue because he had to rebook. Since it was a points booking, he couldn't stay there. So he's like, hey, the closest Hyatt is Key West. That's 10,000 more points a night. So they ended up giving him 10,000 points a night so he could book that. But the nice thing is, even if he cancels the trip, he gets to keep those extra points. So that's kind of cool. I had something similar happen with Baja Mar. It didn't open on time, so they gave me 20,000 points a night. So when stuff like that happens, just be sure to reach out and ask for some type of compensation. You know, they owe you a little bit of something for the issue. It's out of your hands and it can ruin trips. So it's worth worst thing they can do is say no. So, and then he also said to throw in there, Travel Fit and Boy, if you're listening, he'd give you these juicy deets if you weren't so chintzy on paying him back, I guess. I don't know. He told me to throw that in there. So
what up, TFB?
Shout out, Adam. All right. How about you, Sean?
Just a quick one. Chase Ultimate Rewards has a transfer bonus to British Airways Avios, or actually just to Avios, right? To all of the Avios. Air Club, Aer Lingus, British Airways, and Iberia. And that's 30%. So normally 1,000 Ultimate Rewards would turn into 1,000 Avios, and now it'd be 1,300 Avios under the bonus. And so this isn't the best that we've seen. Although, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, we've seen 50% with American Express, but I don't know that we've ever seen 50% or that high.
I think
with
we may
Chase,
have seen right? 40 with Chase at one point, but yeah. I don't know. 30 is pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. And it's certainly worth checking out if you have a use for them and understand the program and what it is. Plus, you can say Avios, like you're fancy. Am I the only one who for like a long time until I heard it said thought it was Avios? Like
when you I've always called it Avios. I don't know why. That's the one thing I got right, I guess.
Anyway, if you're out there listening to the show and you used to call it Avios,
yeah, I did.
Then you're not alone. So I'm not trying to be.
Sean's just ignoring me. Sean's ignoring me. I said I said like six times that I say it.
I heard you.
Sean also used to call it Krug, but we corrected him on that.
No, that's not true. Not true. I'm not going to own that one.
That's a deep cut. All right, I'll go. So Hyatt has come out with a new promotion for stays checking in through April 4th, 2021. If you book it before December 6th, 2020, you can save up to 20% off on your stay. If you're a World of Hyatt member, which of course everyone is, you can save 22%. You know, normally cash rates aren't that great, but you know, during COVID-19, like the cash rates have been super low. So if, you know, there's a low cash rate and you can stack this on top of it, you know, I think you can get a good deal out there. So, you know, article is on the site.
All right. And that will do it for this week. Joe, where can people find you when they're not listening to the MTM podcast?
Yeah, you can find me at AsJoeFlies on social media. Like I said, I will plug Disney Decipher today, my Disney podcast. We've just been talking a lot about what Disney looks like during reopening. So if you're planning to go, more people are starting to plan trips there. You can check that out, DisneyDecipher.com. What about you, Mark?
Or book with Joe, your Disney travel.
You can do that guide too. What about you, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, Aaron brought you up too in our diamond spotlight that she was using you for the tickets and everything.
Joe getting so many plugs everywhere. I hope
shout out to Joe.
You deserve
Joseph. All right. I guess it's my turn, right? At Detroit Mark on Twitter. Email me, mark@milestomemories.com. Join our Facebook groups. Join our Diamond Lounge if you want to get a little more intimate with us. Join in on the live chats and all the other bonus stuff we do. Or you can comment on the articles, milestomemories.com, and I'll will respond to you there. How about you, Sean? Oh, plus MTM Vegas YouTube.
Yeah, Mark and I have our new MTM Vegas video podcast. We're not quite releasing it on audio right now. It's just video on YouTube, but it is in a podcast format, and that's coming out every week on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/milestomemories. We still also have lots of Vegas tours, reviews, stuff like that on the YouTube channel. And then, of course, milestomemories.com for all of the miles and points stuff. And again, if you enjoy the content, please consider supporting us by using our links. And that does help us compete with the big boys, right? It helps us stay in the arena with the big guns of the world. So you can find links on the site. Thanks so much for listening.
Helps keep Jess and Nordstrom's clothing, too. There you go.
Yeah. Very fancy.
Bye.
See you next week.
See ya.
That's good. So if you're interested in Miraval, that's going to be awesome.
Sucking isn't real either, though.
It is.
Walmart sucking is very real, Joe. Okay?
Sucking is not real. All right. It's a vacuum. Okay. It's the opposite. It's getting pushed.
I know some things that they're sucking.
But
it was recorded. You could slide it into the outtakes somehow. There you go.
Wow. Bazinga. Thanks for telling me how to do my job. Thank you.
Well, you were gone, Joe, a week. I thought you might be rusty, you know?
I still had to edit.
Nobody puts Mark in the corner. Nobody.
Mark hates the zoom in.
Did you get that reference? No.
Yes.
Oh, Joe. I knew Joe would. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Nobody.
What is it? You gotta.
It's for some Clint Eastwood movie where with the boxer Hillary Swank. Can't remember. It, no. Or is it Dirty Dancing? I don't know.
Million Dollar Baby relate. or Dirty Dancing. One or the other.
One of the two. They're similar movies.